Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. Let's talk about the jokes we make against ourselves. Let's talk about the things we say that don't serve ourselves, and we act like it's funny. We act like it's a joke. Because if you understand the power of your words, if you understand, if you believe in the power of manifestation, law of attraction, law of assumption, all of that stuff, it's even biblical, right? That life and death begins in the tongue. Literally, everything will tell you that your words are very powerful. The things you say, you are basically speaking it over your life, right? So that's why I'm coming for the self-deprecating humor, because I see it a lot. And I'm also going to be talking about things that I used to do as well. Okay, so this part will be lengthy. So let's start with the self-deprecating humor. There have been many times where I'm scrolling on social media and I see people, like, let's say somebody who has a lot of money or makes a lot of money is posting lifestyle content, and clearly they are in a different tax bracket, right? And instead of being happy for them, instead of just liking the content or ignoring it if you have envy and, you know, malice in your spirit, instead of just ignoring it, some people, it's like, you might even support that creator, but you make a comment like, ha ha ha, this video tells me I'm poor. Let's talk about that, because I want you to really think critically about whether or not these comments that you make, whether it's actual comments or whether you're speaking it verbally in a conversation, I want you to think about whether or not these comments serve you. It's very obvious that it doesn't. So I want you to think critically before some of y'all, because some of y'all, I know y'all will get offended and y'all want to come for me in the comments like it's just a joke, but we already touched on the power of your words, right? My thing is, why are you saying these things about yourself and you are going to be in prayer begging God to change your finances? If it's something that you know you're going to be praying for the opposite at the end of the day or throughout the day because you're struggling, let's not speak these things over our lives. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you struggle to pay bills, you struggle to pay rent, or maybe you are not at a phase of struggling, but you want more abundance in your life, stop making these self-deprecating jokes like, oh, I'm broke or I'm poor. Stop saying these things. Stop speaking these things over your life. Some people like to say, oh, you know, it's not that serious, you know, it's not that deep, you know, you're reading into it too much. Okay, but at the end of the day, when you are on your knees begging and praying to God to change your finances, just remember you spoke this struggle over your life because you thought it was funny. Just remember you thought it was funny. That's my thing. Like, I need y'all to realize that whether you are consciously aware of this or not, the things you speak over your life will eventually manifest. So when you see people posting about their luxurious life and stuff like that, stop making jokes like, this tells me that we are not in the same tax bracket, or this tells me that I'm too poor to watch this video. I understand it's a joke. Again, some people will be like, oh, you're reaching, this is too much. Okay, but before y'all defend this type of humor, I want y'all to think critically about whether or not it's serving you. Because when I was in college and I used to say things like, I'm a broke college student, I always struggle to pay for my tuition because I was responsible for paying for my tuition. So I always struggled to pay for little things, and like different expenses would come up that I wouldn't anticipate, and it would just be hard for me. But when I look back at it, I was constantly saying things like, yeah, I'm a broke college student, you know, broke college life, whatever, whatever. Stop speaking these things over your life, right? And another thing, now I have to admit, I find this funny too, but when people post like pictures and videos on TikTok or social media in general about when their significant other does something romantic and sweet for them, and people make comments like, I will never know how this feels, or if you look closely, you can see me in the window jumping off a cliff or something. Let me just say this. I laugh at these comments. I think they're very funny, okay? But I will never speak them. Now, because I understand the power of your words, the power of even how you react to certain things, when I see it, I'll just be like, I love that for you, sis, or I'm happy for you, or that's for me, or my time is coming. You see what I'm saying? I'm speaking positive affirmations over my life because I want to manifest similar things. I do not make jokes about being broke, because I know what it's like to struggle financially, and I do not want that for myself. I do not want that for myself, okay? I would like to put this phase behind me and just understand that it was necessary to get me to this point, but I do not want to relive it. So you will never hear me saying things like, I'm too broke for this, or this is out of my tax bracket. What I might say is, I'm not going to buy this yet. Oh, I'll buy this in a few years. Or I don't need this right now. I'll wait a few months from now and then I'll buy it, right? Internally, I know why I'm saying it. I know because, you know, I didn't budget for it this month. You see what I'm saying? You see what I mean? You see what I'm doing? Internally, I know it's not in the budget for this month, but I'm not going to say things like, I can't afford this, because I do not want to be in that state. Right? That's not the type of life. That's not the state I'm trying to stay in forever. So I'm not going to constantly speak these things over my life. And the reason I'm saying all of this is because all of that affects your confidence. If you see people living in a different tax bracket and all you can do is say something negative or say something like how you cannot relate, guess what? You will never relate. You will never relate. And the thing is, what some people don't realize is you might trying to be attracting more abundance in your life. You might trying to be attracting more wealth, better finances. But because you have such a negative reaction, and because you negatively speak all of these things and make those self-deprecating jokes about being broke and, you know, all of these poverty-minded things, That's why sometimes when you say your affirmations, it's like there's so much hesitation because you don't believe it, because every day you speak these negative things over your life. You speak the complete opposite over your life. So now when it comes to trying to manifest abundance, it's very hard for you to believe that you deserve it because these things impact your confidence. You are not confident in your ability to manifest these things or to have it because every time you see examples of it, you keep speaking negativity or you keep speaking the opposite over your life. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.